Oh, dude, I got If Bud Goes Looking for Connie Sativa pulled up. However, I was hoping to soundtrack that. I already got a four. I know where I'm headed.
All right. I'm doing other things too, you know.
But I do have a reading from One Mind that has been run through a new modular vocoder, or a modular effect that has a vocoder mode. Modulated by white noise-ish waveform. I would love to share with you guys if you give me just a moment to find it.
Yeah, it's the
I am the greatest golfer in the world part that comes from Black Pirate, of course. So if you give me one moment, I will find where I put that on a server so that I can access it from another device and play it into the recording, not just. Okay, I see.
I've been fucking with me.
All right, we'll forgive you for not doing your reading.
Okay, well then, when it's my reading, I'm just gonna keep going down this bud looking for Connie Sativa path, even though it's fucking.
No! Please, take your time and do what you said you were going to do.
You can't continue about yourselves. For now.
What ourselves? We're talking about ourselves. Right. We're talking about Charles Manson, some guy who was in prison with tips and a black boyfriend.
Is Charlie married right now? I did notice that Wikipedia lists three children. I didn't know.
Consensual visit? Maybe? I don't know. I remember
a couple years back, some woman was trying to marry him. But it turned out to be a huge scam so that they could get his corpse after he died and put it in a museum or something.
Oh yeah, because they wanted to like make 1,000 meth pipes out of his body or something.
Some weird thing.
Allegedly, his heart was broken by this experience and he's very damaged in his spirit.
Wow, so all the reason not to let those people have his body.
I don't know if that's what happened or that was a bit of media embellishment, a little revenge there. Maybe he was like that. Maybe he's a sociopath. He was lying the fuck about me in the relationship, however the media may have said.
He's crying in this corner, peeing himself with misery, and he deserves it, that bastard.
That could be, maybe, but maybe he's fine with it or whatever, and got over it and fucked some guy she seemed to be fine with, and life went on. I don't know.
How old is he now?
I always thought there's some stories that always seem to have some kind of revenge or some kind of this piece of shit deserves what he got, and now he's suffering. And I suspect when I hear about their suffering that they're not really suffering necessarily, but that's just kind of an embellishment. Okay, through this justice this equation or something, I'm trying to grip justice in there.
Well, pain doesn't really balance anything.
Pain?
Pain, the whole idea of justice, there's no balance to it. Doesn't actually.
No, I don't. I agree.
Needs to exist.
And not in a systemic, like, you know, rehabilitation minded sense, or for the individual where there's some opposite of pain and for you, like, the, you know, you pain you have, right? It's just like there's no opposite.
No, pain's not negated. Pain can be numbed, but it doesn't itself negate the pain that previously existed and still exists as trauma, etc., etc., etc.
Does that happen with pleasure too?
What do you mean?
I don't think they're the same kind of thing.
Comfy chair, like, you know, this comfy chair feeling will never go away.
I'm not sure pain and comfort and pleasure are all the same sort of thing.
I don't think that's the same sort of long-term memory associations that trauma and pain does.
A movie of witches, and the witches would be get caught and they get tortured by the Christians, and but the head of the coven or whatever you call her, she had taught astral projection to these women, and like, while you're being tortured, you can leave your body and fly over here and also live like nice honey right. Blue and Columbia, whatever.
Alright, feel the white flame, Roger.
No, even that sounds somehow false.
In the Invisibles, they train him to feel the white flame. Although, you know, for all you know, it doesn't actually work when you get tortured, but they do train them.
That's hard to measure these things.
Indeed. For me, the memory of pleasure sort of wears off in a way that doesn't leave itself in the present moment, whereas like the memory of pain sometimes just like...
I think that if pleasure actually was sustainable, then addiction would be much more difficult.
That's what I think about, you know, on the other side of pain, where it's like, oh, that's pain, I'll try to avoid that in future. If you get on that other side where it's like, ooh, that's pleasure, I'll try to repeat that pleasure in future. Whereas like with pain, it actually is that neurotransmitter signal you're trying to avoid having. With the pleasure, it's actually the actions and events and experiences that cause the like good, you know, dopamine reward system to go that you're after, not just the hedonic pleasure itself, right? Once you get into like, ooh, I want to repeat that hedonic pleasure, then you're getting into that. Then you're getting into them problems, I think.
Yeah, but this is all conscious rationalization of unconscious responses. So,
indeed, and clearly, clearly, God really enjoys these hedonic, depraved, narrow, focused sort of activities. I mean, there's like so many of them, and.